Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Metaphysical Hour. I am Julia Cannon, and this is Tracy Mahan.
Hello.
I think tonight we should call her Tracy Mayhem,
Mayhem.
Because she is up to mayhem. So,
yeah.
Yes, she's being herself and feeling her mischievousness, and I can feel it. Anybody else feel it? She's brewing stuff. We were.
I'm brewing.
Yeah.
Hey, my phone's even pinging.
it's saying yes. That is the truth.
there's something amiss here.
And I'm excited
about this show today. We literally didn't know what we were going to be doing at all. Mm-hmm. And that's the end of that sentence.
Yeah, we usually don't, but no. So yeah, we are really good at because we are so guided in things that we. This is actually fun to just come on the show and it's like, and let them just guide us into what they want. They feel like you need. That's really what happens. It's what you are needing. Then we kind of fill that slot to we're the facilitators, I guess. We're being used and we agree to it. And today we kind of went a step further.
Yeah. Like a two-step. So yes. the challenge today, Julia says, we doing the show? I said, of course we're doing the show. What are we talking about? I don't know. I said, good. I'll come up with a list of questions and surprise you later. So here we are. It's later.
It is later. Yeah. So here we are.
So here we are. Magic is about to happen.
Yeah. Let's see.
I feel a little channeling coming on through you because you're going to be like tapped in, tuned in, turned on, ready. The councils are around you. They're singing. They're excited. So we're going to play a little game.
Okay.
Is there anything you want to talk about before we do that? Anything new going on?
Yes.
There, we
there
go.
Was something I want to talk about because I kept saying I want to talk about it on this show tonight. So
oh,
thank
okay.
You. Thank you. Have you, you know, we talk about the grid sometimes, and there have been times that I have woken up, it's usually in the morning, sometimes it's in the night, but it's usually in the morning when I'm coming, it's like I'm not awake yet, and I can open, you know how you kind of in and out, you open your eyes and stuff, and so I'll see things on the ceiling, and that's right, like several times I did that, and I would see squares. You know, it's like the be a grid. Okay. And I looked at it. It's like, oh, and I have to blink my eyes several times because I think there's something on my eyes and it's there. It stays there. And then I hear, well, this is the grid. And I'm like, oh, cool. I get to see the grid, you know? And so
that's one time. So I know exactly what you're talking about.
Super. And what did it look like?
Like a grid. It was like octagons or something all connected, and it was the whole wall. And then I watched it fill in with my bedroom wall. So
cool. Okay. See, this was more like I didn't ever see an outer shape of it or anything, but it was squares, you know, like a net or something like that. You know, like if you were really coming close on a screen or a net and you have the squares and they were all squares. Okay. And I don't remember if they had a color or not, but I just remember the squares. Well, like two mornings ago, I'm in that state and I'm waking up and actually what it was, the dog kind of jerked, you know, he did something that made me come awake. You know, I opened my eyes before I was really ready to. And there's the stuff on the ceiling again. I'm like, whoa, what's that? It didn't look the same. It looked more like bricks, like brick pattern. It was very two-dimensional, you know, there had no depth or anything, but it was lines, and now they're more rectangular, and then they're offset, but then ever so often you'd have two lines instead of just one line, you know, where it's saying, and I'm looking, and it's just, this is different, and I was like, what is that? And they said it was, oh, shoot, I was going to remember, it's like resetting or reforming the grid. It's doing something to the grid, you know, it's like, and I'm like, that's cool. So I'm wondering if anybody else, what they see, you know, when they see the grid, what kind of patterns, you know, what are you seeing out there, if you're seeing any?
And this might be a nice segue into me saying, hey, if you're listening to this and would like to participate in that, go to BBS Radio on Facebook. And we are live streaming there. You can see the video and we are chatting in there. And say, hello, Judy. She's in there chatting with us. It's 11:11 in Australia, apparently. Make a wish, everybody. So come on over to the chat in the BBS Radio, or it's, we have it posted also on the Dolores Cannon page, the QHHT page, my personal page, and hopefully Soul Speak. So you'll find us. We're findable. And we'd love to have you in the chat.
Yeah, we're not hiding.
No, not anymore.
Not any less either. Were we before? I'll tell you guys, there's no hiding Tracy here. I mean, she's just going
to. Like, somebody see fireworks? Yeah.
So anyway, I was just curious because when I it was like, oh, talk about it on the show and see if anybody else is seeing.
I think that's amazing. Yeah, that would be really fun to find out if other people are seeing that. Which brings me to one of the questions on here. Should we just take that question?
Sure.
Okay, so, excuse me, I have somebody that's getting more comfortable as I'm like, whoa.
I got to get to her lower back so I can really warm it and massage it.
There we go.
That's your version of a chair massager.
That's right. She starts clawing her way up to the top. It's like, ooh. Mm-hmm. Okay. So I'm going to pretend I asked you, Julia, what number do you want 1 through 10? You're going to say 9, Tracy.
Okay. Oh, 9. Absolutely 9.
So here's what that question is. What is the veil everyone talks about and what's on the other side? So that kind of plays into what you're talking about here, this veil, this grid, this, what keeps us from seeing it normally?
Yeah, the grid I think is a little bit different, but it's probably something I'm trying to, they're not giving me like the similarities there, but the veil, when you said the veil, is like a bunch of stuff is, you know, wanting to come in. So we'll put the two together here in a minute because it's like, I don't think they are. But the veil, it's, you know, they call it the veil of forgetfulness. And it's kind of, I haven't seen it, but I've kind of got a good understanding of it as far as when they gave me my drawing and they were like, well, you go through this veil to get here and stuff. And it's like, it kept showing that. And it also shows the veil as a dimension. So, maybe as I keep talking, I will get the correlation between the two. But, anyway, but you come through the veil when you come from your higher part of you, you know, the bigger self, and you come to have the experience in the earth plane. It's part of the game. I like to call it game board earth. It's part of the playing of this game. You have to go through the veil. The veil is here. It's just, it's part of the rules. Okay. I mean, we can get it really basic here. You know, we had rules when we came here. And one of the rules is that you won't remember. You won't remember who you are. You won't remember where you came from. You won't remember that this is a game. You won't remember anything about it. You know, that you are great and powerful beings and creators and all this wonderful stuff. You're going to forget all of that. You're going to forget that you're one with all the great, wonderful, you know, hugeness of you. And you're going to be here and think that you're separate and you're all alone. And, I know, all alone, and you don't know why you're here, but that's part of the game, is you forget that. The game is then to remember. I mean, some people are like, what's the point of having a game? Why is it a game? But you have to understand who we really are. You know, we are great and powerful beings. We're great and powerful creator beings. And if you could see us in our natural habitat, you know, we are out there in grand and glory, creating universes, creating anything we can, you know, we want. You know, we do this. This is natural for us.
Yeah.
And so we're like, and so if you can do things like that, let's just kind of pretend here. You know, if you had the ability to do anything you wanted, you had all this grand, these grand abilities, and, you know, and you wanted to maybe do something that would be a little more challenging because you've done it all. Mm-hmm. Really, you know, and let's say, okay, now I want to do something else, but I want it to be challenging. Well, then you might set something up that would be like a game, you know, right, to where it is something like this, where you would forget these things. You would forget who you really are. You'd forget why you're here. You'd forget that, that it's a game. See, all those things, you forget those things. Okay. And that's part of being here. But then, and what would be the purpose, right? What would you get from that?
Well, that's where you get evolution and ascension and soul, you know, your soul evolves. Yeah. I had a thought a couple of months ago, I guess, but I had this thought that, you know, we always talk about ascension with Earth and evolving Earth. And what if, in fact, Earth is the most evolved, mm-hmm, and the only way you can get here, mm-hmm, to take on challenges like we do here is if you are a very evolved being?
Oh, you have to be. That's what I was told, is only way you could get to have a golden ticket to be here is you have to be a master manifester. That's why I know that we are great and powerful beings. We mm-hmm, all are. We all can do these things. That's why I can say with confidence, you know, we are creators. We, our thoughts create. We do these things. And I feel like sometimes people say, well, how, you know, I think they're thinking. I think I can feel that, you know, maybe we all aren't, you know, but they told me you had to be a master manifester to come to this plane.
Completely makes sense.
You know, yeah, you couldn't come otherwise. So that means, yes, you
so
just
then
have
we get
to remember.
Then we get into what your mom talked about with like the backdrop people. Mm-hmm. So they would be so significant for this game or mm-hmm, this mm-hmm, version of what we're experiencing as master manifestors. We've got to have that opposition, right? We've got to have these.
You have to. That's the feeling. You have to have it, or you wouldn't. That creates the illusion.
Yeah. Okay.
That sets the stage. It creates the illusion that we believe until we start realizing it's illusion. We realize what it is. We start waking up, and that's really what the awakening is about. It's remembering. It's waking up and remembering what the heck we're doing here, what we did. See, that's the biggest part, is that it's a game. We're remembering it's a game, and we're remembering that we created it,
right?
And that's the funny part to me, is because that's the huge thing. I mean, because wouldn't that be
flapper.
Well, exactly, because I mean, there's movies like that where it's like they come to that realization at the end. It's like, oh my gosh, are you kidding me? And that's what it is.
Yeah.
You know, we had to come to that point to where we remember who we are, why we're here, and that we did this.
Yeah.
For our growth, because we can grow. I mean, we just wanted a challenge to see if we could do it.
Why not? Yeah, let's just go be human and set all these things up that can happen to us, yeah, or that we can experience or not, or choices. We can make choices, and all these different outcomes can happen. And
absolutely. Yeah. And we are really great and powerful. I mean, you have to, every time I say, I think of the Oz, you know, great and powerful Oz, you know.
I know,
but we are really that great. And so that's where it's just a matter of, just don't sell yourself short. You can do this. We might think, oh my gosh, I can't, I just don't know if I can accomplish that. If you can think it, you can do it, because that's who you are.
Is anything is possible.
Absolutely.
Anything. And, you know, it's kind of funny because I was going to have you pick numbers, but I'm kind of like, ooh, that kind of makes me want to ask this one.
Okay. Which one? What number? I was close.
We were very close, but they kind of do.
Okay.
Three and four kind of could go together. So number four, my question is, how do you manifest yourself out of poverty? And here we are talking about being master manifestors, yeah, right? And
absolutely.
So many people that get stuck in, and we can put anything at the end of this, manifest yourself. Mm-hmm. What
out of any kind of a lack situation.
Any lack, yeah.
Because that's really what that is. It's any kind of a lack. Well, one, you're believing your illusion. You created a really good illusion is what you did. And you believed it. you know? And you're like, I can't get out of this. This is my reality.
Right.
Well, it's your illusion. And so what can you do with an illusion? You know, if you created it, first of all, I'll just tell you, you set it up, you created it to probably see if you can work yourself out of it. Okay. And to see if you'd ever figure out that you did it. And I know this is kind of wild, because when I first started understanding this, and especially when I first start telling people about this, sometimes the first reaction is anger. It's like, would not do that. I would not create that. I would not make myself sick. I would not make myself poor. I would not do that to myself. Why would I do something like that? Well, okay, great, powerful manifester. Why would you do something like that?
Yeah.
You know, if you wanted to see how long it would take you to figure it out, how long it would take you to maneuver it around, you know, I mean,
it's like you played the big prank on yourself, right?
Exactly. So what, first, number one is stop believing your illusion. And so if that's not the reality, if that's not what you want, okay, because it's an illusion. So how do you create something else? I mean, you did this,
right?
Right. And so now it's just a matter of changing what you have created. It's just changing your thoughts, changing your words, because thoughts and words are things. We create with those things. So, and that's it. Sometimes it can be magic. It sounds like magic, but that is
number 10. Number 10. What is more powerful, words, intentions, or thoughts?
They are all equally powerful. I mean, that's why you have to monitor all of them, and you keep them in alignment. When they're in alignment, they are creating for you. If you're thinking one thing and saying another, that's confusion. And that's why, I don't get what I'm, you know, I put this out all the time and I'm not getting it. Why am I not getting it? Well, is this and this and this in alignment? Are they all saying the same thing?
And because so
if they are, then it will be creating. If it's not,
So again, the master manifestor, get the words, the intentions, the thoughts all in alignment. So what if I'm sitting there going, okay, I really want to manifest a Lamborghini, yellow, one that spits flames out the back when I rev it up. And so I'm putting that thought out there. But then what happens is, in the back of my mind, I'm like, I don't know, that car would be expensive and the insurance on that would be really, really, really high. And then I'd have to build a garage to keep it in, because you don't want to park that outside. Then there's it. So then what's happening?
Yeah. So you're countering your own creation there. And sometimes another way that you can do this is, might be, what does that Lamborghini represent to you? And that might be an easier way to kind of slide in with it, rather than that, because that physical thing might be hard to, it's latch onto it, because you can go there, well, I really can't afford it. You know, and you start countering with all these thoughts. But if you can, you know, what is it about it that makes you want it? It represents something. And if you can get to that, then now you can use that as a symbol to what it is that, you know, whatever the whole thing is that you're wanting to create.
So I promise you guys, she hasn't seen my list. Laughing. As now I'm going to go to number 2. Let's talk about attachments. Okay. What does that Lamborghini mean to you? What does that thing mean to you? Okay, so let's talk about attachments. And what would you want to say about attachments to things, to people?
It's like, well, you know, and that's a big thing right now. It's like that seems to be something we're all working on. I bet you a bunch of us are working on it, is letting go of things. Because they're saying, it's like, that's what you want to look at. What does it represent to you? Because that's what you're really going for. You're really trying to accomplish, or you're really whatever. And sometimes we get caught on the object rather than the meaning behind the object, and not understanding that it's not the car. It's the whatever, you know, I would be in this status or whatever. I'd have this amount of money if I had that car. I'd have this kind of lifestyle if I had that car. So that's where it's like, look at what it represents to you. I'd have financial freedom.
It would be exciting. It would be, it would be flashy. It'd be, people would see me.
Yeah.
You know, whatever. Maybe. Yeah.
Exactly. And whatever it is fine. I mean, it's yours. It's your thing. It's just understanding that it's probably not the object so much that you want. It's what it represents.
Yeah. I had somebody ask me one time, and it never dawned on me until this question got asked to me, what does success mean to you? Mm-hmm. And, you know, this was quite a few years ago. And I thought, well, the same it means to everybody. So it's like, no, tell me what it means to you. So I told them what success meant to me. And then my friend walks in the door and he's like, what does success mean to you? And oh my gosh, it was such a different answer. And mm-hmm. I was just like, whoa, serious. And it was so completely flip-flop from what my answer was that it was the first time I realized that, you know, it's like, oh, success looks different. That's an important question. Okay. Mm-hmm. So, you know, and it didn't make either one of us right or wrong or, you know, here nor there. It was like, that's what it meant to me. And that's what it meant to her. And it was really kind of an eye opener for me that we got to ask those deeper questions. You can't assume what that yellow car meant to me, uh-huh. you know, and then, or what success might mean to me or any of that, you know?
Right. And I think so, when you understand, when you know what that means to you, it really does make it easier to accomplish. It makes it easier to get rather than I just got to get this. I have to have this much money. I have to do this, blah, blah, to get this. If you know what it's for, remember, that's in alignment. And they're showing me that then you're not concerned about the how. You just know this is what I want. And you can stay focused on that more than this object here. So if that made any sense. It made sense as I was saying it, but now I'm not sure.
It did. It made sense. And it's true. And, you know, it's like when I talk to people about they want a relationship and it's like, mm-hmm. is this person thinking about me?
Yeah.
And, you know, we get asked those kind of questions a lot. Is this person thinking about me? What do they think? How do they feel? And it's like, what is your attachment to that particular person or that, mm-hmm. what is it you're looking for that you want to fulfill there? Where's the void? What are we looking at here? Mm-hmm. And I have learned to take people down that little rabbit hole to find out why is it that person? And it's usually because they see them doing something or, you know, they're mirroring something back to them that they would like to be doing in their own life or that they, you know, they're resonating with that they would like to shift or let go of or, you know, whatever it is. There's mm-hmm. something there being mirrored and they don't realize that there's such a strong mirror there that that's why they're so pulled and attracted to that person.
Yeah.
And why it has to be that one when they're in their manifesting. I want a relationship with this person. Well, just why?
Yeah, but if you'll get to the what is it, what are the characteristics, like you said, if you'll go into the characteristics, then you'll get the exact right person for you with those characteristics rather than when you try to make it a specific person. Well, one, you've got free will at play here and you can't, that's violating free will. And two, you don't know what else about that person. I mean, you're saying, yeah, they may represent that to you, but that may not be everything they are. And so you might get stuff you really didn't want, you know? So that's where it's better to just put out there what characteristics, well, how they make you feel, things like that, how you feel when you're with that person. It's that you want to put out there as far as, what you want to accomplish. And then your scene fills in what it brings in, whatever's necessary to accomplish that rather than.
Yeah. When you let go of the attachment that it has to be that person, mm-hmm. then the universe has this wide open door and they can bring you something like that or even better. Absolutely. And you never know when you let go that it has to be that person. It might just be that person.
Yeah.
So.
Exactly. Or it has to be that yellow car. Or it has to be that. It's like, what? See, you do the same thing with objects. What is it about that yellow car? What does that mean to you? That's what we mean by what does that mean to you? How is that making you feel? See, it's doing something. It's representing something to you. And if you can identify that, then the universe will fill in what you need in your scene to get you that. It may very well be that car. It may very well be that person. But let the universe do it because it can do a much better job than little old me, you know, conscious mind can do.
Yeah. And how many of us can really think back on our lives and look at that, like when I really pushed for something and then I finally got it. Yeah. I'm going to take a dating thing. When I was in my teens, I had the biggest crush on this guy. I know. Reveal my true inner self to you guys. Mm-hmm. I had the biggest
crush. I'm not the only one that had a crush.
Oh my God. It was just like, and I don't know. It took a couple of years. I will say that, but I had this crush. Then it, then I graduated or whatever, time passed, ended up actually going out with this guy eventually. And it was nothing like the universe knew what they were doing. They're like, no. Bad news. And they're taking me by the little collar and pulling me back. But then, then I get older, wiser, whatever. I go out with them and I'm thinking, what did I ever see? And it was like, there was just something there that just, but whatever he meant to me back then, I had filled that void somewhere, or I had found that answer for myself, or, whatever I saw in him, I went out and became that or did that or, and then that wasn't there anymore. And the universe wanted to show me that it wasn't actually him that I was attracted to. It was something that he was representing to me.
Yes.
And so, rather that was, I think he was kind of a jock, one of those where it's like, oh, he's popular and he's a jock and he gets all this attention and whatever. And then as I started to get out and socialize more and get more attention and fill those voids, then that wasn't there anymore. Mm-hmm. So that was one, just, I don't even know why I shared that, but now you guys
know. I'm glad you did. That's because I bet
my crush.
Yeah, absolutely.
Exactly. Okay. So now we have some of these marked off. So we've got one. Now go with the one that jumps out at you. 1, 3, 5, 6, 7, or 8. 5. What is real? That's all it says. What is real?
I kind of answered that one already. I think what we think is real, and it's like, it's not, that's an illusion. So none of this stuff around us that we think is real is real. And it's just, these are our constructs. I mean, they're as real as we want them to be. That's, real is whatever we want it to be. That's what they're coming with, It's whatever.
Yeah. So let's dive down that rabbit hole. Mm-hmm. Just because,
because it's our reality. See, we're creating our own reality. So whatever you want it to be, that's real for you.
Okay. That's good. So, I kind of want to ask real questions. Like, there's a lot of things going on globally that are affecting us in a real way. So how do we shift that if that's not the reality that we want? And for those of you who are not watching the video, I love it. We are aligning our thoughts, our intentions, and our words.
It always goes back to the same thing. This isn't complicated. And people want to make it a really big, complicated deal. And it's not. It really is. The universe is simple. It always is. It always has been. It always will be. So you look for the simple approach, the simple answer, because that's the universe. When it gets all muddled up with all this stuff, that's ego and man and all that. But it's just that alignment. Just get your thoughts, words, and intentions. Get it all in alignment. As long as they're all singing the same song, then that's what your reality will be. You can tell what your thoughts are by looking at your outer world.
Yeah.
That's it. You can see exactly where people are with all of that, and your emotions come in there too, as far as like with your words. So you're saying what you feel, see all of that. See there, it's all there. Now, is it in alignment? Are you saying the same things that you feel? Are you feeling the same things that you think? Are you, see, it all just keeps, be you. You don't say one thing to one person because that's what they want to hear, but you're thinking another thing or feeling another thing. And that's, that just puts you into, you know, like in a contortion. Puts you in a contortion. Yeah, I'm trying. They're showing me.
Is this light?
I mimic what I get. You know, it's like they're showing me this kind of. It puts you out of sorts.
You know, that's where it's going to freeze frame us both.
Oh, probably.
Yeah.
I'll just give it to them.
I know. I swear to God, every time we go to put this on YouTube. Yeah, that was the last one. Woo! So, okay.
Just see what's going with it.
All right. So we're going to the next one. You got 1, 3, 6, 7, 8.
8 sounds good.
Of course it does. Okay. So, what is the point of going through the dark night of the soul?
You said you only spent a few minutes on these questions. the point of, because so much growth happens there, that's when you really look inside and you see. I feel like if it's all just smooth skating, you don't ever have a time to contemplate and to really see kind of where you are and where you've been and what you've done. And, you know, you never stop. You just keep skating along and are you really learning? I'm going to give them all kinds of stuff to play with here.
You are. I can't wait to see.
But if you have these, points, I mean, they kind of stop you and they make you look. And I mean, and I'll just be, I mean, we had a, you know, you were wonderful helping me out yesterday. It was one of my, it was a hard day. I don't heavy energy. It was just stuff going on. And it was a time that I had to do that. I had to look at things and I had to release. I had to, you know, but it was good, you know, and I feel like every time you go through stuff like that, you come out stronger. So, you know,
well, I think when we go through those dark nights of the soul, we kind of see where our attachments are and where our expectations of others or society or ourselves is sitting. And we almost can release ourselves with that stuff.
Yeah.
And so, when I say dark night of the soul, I feel it down in my lower three chakras, you know, and it's like all of this illusion of what is real can be unearthed and released. Yeah. It's kind of like when we were talking about letting go of the attachments of everything, and, you know, losing everything. You go through a dark night of the soul when your life gets turned upside down and you feel like you've lost everything. And so,
That will definitely make you look, reevaluate, you know, but whereas everything's just going along with the story, you don't ever stop to look at anything. You don't evaluate. You're just flying high, you know, and there's nothing to look at. But when something happens, it's like, whoa, wait a minute, what happened? See, that's what it's for, is to make you stop and evaluate where you are, what you've done.
Yeah.
And it's always good. Like, I mean, it doesn't feel so good.
No.
But it's always good.
And, you know, we always end up with the right people at the right time to help us through those things, mm-hmm. to guide us along and move us through what we need to, good, bad, or ugly. And you know, I remember, and I wish we could say we only have one. You know, it's like, I remember one of my dark nights of the soul.
Yeah. Okay. One a week, one a day.
I remember the last spiral I had into this abyss. You know, and the way that people show up for it's like they get inspired to show up. You're in this darkness, and you need to be brought and lifted back up and dusted off and be that phoenix, right? And we do. We go through like a rebirth when we go through those things. But what a gift it is when we can allow other people to help us through it. Because, you know, when we're the ones that are on the giving side of helping somebody through something like that, it feels good to be able to help people. But the other gift is the one being helped, giving that gift of letting someone help. Right. And so
that's not always easy.
It's not. and it is a big shedding of the ego. Mm-hmm. And, you know, letting go of pride, letting go of ego, and letting yourself be vulnerable. And so I think those are huge lessons in humanity And as we move forward from those things, or at least for me, as I move forward from those things, I let go of so much judgment that I may have been carrying before, and so much learned behaviors of, that's not true. I just went through that and that wasn't true, you know? And it's like, you know, I speak sometimes on the little stigma that single parents have, you know, oh, well, that's a single mom, you know? And it's like, you think, well, okay. And it is different the way that people talk about single moms to single dads. It's almost like they have all this compassion for a single dad and all this judgment on single mom. And then I had to go and look and go, okay, so that's mine. That's my mirror. And I had to go clear it. So now, hope to say, I don't have that showing up for me anymore, but there was a time where it was showing up and I had to realize that was my mirror back to me of my own judgment of myself, of the situation. I felt like I failed. There was just so much going on. All right. Oh, I think there's enough about me in the show today. So.
I think it's wonderful. See, I did say at the beginning when she said, are you ready for this? And I'm like, yeah, I'm contemplating how I can flip this around. Gaslight me. But you're kind of just volunteering for it.
I know.
It's fun.
It comes out.
Maybe it was this.
I do want to say hi to people in the chat room. You guys are all coming in saying hi. We do have India. Hello from India. Okay.
Wonderful.
Awesome. Thank you guys for coming in again. If you want to come in and say hi to us in the chat room, bbsradio.com, Dolores Cannon's Facebook page, QHHT official Facebook page, and Soul Speak Facebook page. So we're on Facebook Live. Come find us.
All kinds of
I'm going to shout out to Saba, who's on there saying, hey.
Oh, hey, Saba. And you said Judy was on there?
Judy's on there saying hello. Hey,
and else we know? I mean, I think we know they're all family. Hey, everybody.
Yes, everybody on here is family. And that's so cool, too. You know, it's meeting some of the new practitioners off and on. I get to do that. And it does. It just feels like you're meeting family and a little reunion. So very fun. Now they're starting to, the delay is catching up. They're getting their hellos now.
They were mesmerized.
Yes. Okay. Greg's saying hello. I don't want to say this name wrong. It's M-A-M-T-A. I'll just spell it.
Mamta.
Okay. And then Jody and Cindy and Judy, Craig, Saba, probably a couple others that I'm missing on here. So yes, we got a little group in here chatting it up with us. Okay, now, what else to be revealed? 1, 3, 6, or 7?
7.
My favorite question, right here.
Okay.
You're like, oh,
I'll let you answer it.
What is she about to do? No. What superpower would you pick if you could have only just one? What superpower would you pick?
The one that I have.
Ooh. Would you like to answer?
You can manifest anything you want.
The best your manifester. Nice. That was
good. Call it a superpower? Does it change it?
I think it was always a superpower, wasn't it?
Well, but it's like, you know, I think we call it, it's like, it's something that, I don't know, it just changed it a little bit. It's like, well, when you say, what superpower? See, superpower is like, oh, something I wish I could have. And yeah, okay, well, here's something that we already have, but it is a superpower, you know? Right. And it's like, okay, so what does that do? You know, what is that? It's you already have it, guys. Yeah. There's nothing to wish for.
You're already creating it. Although I do wish that I had access to teleportation right now.
Oh yeah, I would love teleportation, bilocation. Those would be wonderful to not have to spend hours on a plane when you want to go someplace. And
that would be.
But we can do that. You know, we can. It's just a matter of
with the physical
leaving it. You know, and with working.
Yeah,
we can do all these things. I tell you guys, we're great and powerful beings.
Multidimensional, great and powerful beings. You do kind of sound like the man behind the curtain in Wizard of Oz.
Uh-huh.
You need an echo machine.
Yeah, where do you think all that came from? Came from. Hello, hello.
Keep going.
Hi. You are great, great, great. Powerful, powerful.
Oh my God. One more person. The great and
powerful. Bing, bing, bing.
Okay. Woo. Okay. So Julia is going to keep her sense of humor as one of her powers. I love it. Oh my gosh. We're getting down to the thin of it here. We got three left. I wish I would have wrote down a bonus question. Okay. When three or six?
Three.
Three. Okay. Playfulness. Why is it important? We just did it. I'm telling you, it's like you got the same memo I did. I just wrote it down.
Apparently.
How this takes us into the next.
It's so important to be playful. I can't. One, it lightens the energy and it keeps it to where you can work with it much easier. And you don't take yourself too seriously, guys. Remember, it's just an illusion. It's not real. It's whatever real you want to make it. So make it light, make it fun, and then play with it. Move it around. And
you know what? I have to tell you that I'm a little bit disappointed in my illusion today because I ordered chocolate with my grocery order.
Yeah.
And it got canceled. The chocolate.
So what? Okay, where was your thoughts? Where was your words? And where were
I know where this was. It was like, where's my chocolate? Like, well, seriously, I have all these groceries on the counter. I'm looking through each bag going, where's my chocolate?
When you ordered it, what were your thoughts about the chocolate?
When you did it. It was on the forefront. It was really like.
But I mean, were there any secondary thoughts that you had about it?
They better not cancel my chocolate, maybe. Maybe that was what it was.
I was just wondering if you remember thinking, I wonder if I really need this. I wonder if I should.
Oh, no.
You know how sometimes we do
no,
this
no, no. I needed it. That was.
Well, maybe somebody. Okay, well, they canceled it. That's interesting. I don't
like know. This is how my grocery list went. Chocolate, milk, eggs, butter, bread. No.
And more chocolate.
It's like it's layers.
It's a chocolate sandwich.
They canceled my chocolate. So does the universe intervene when we don't need something? Because maybe I didn't need it.
I'm thinking that all of this wasn't quite in alignment. That's what, to me.
I'm meditating before I do my next grocery order. I'm telling you that.
Make sure it's. Yeah. You don't have any back thoughts.
Chocolate. Maybe somebody will bring me chocolate.
Maybe you're open to that, right?
Yeah. Oh, open to it. See, maybe that's the test. Is I thought the chocolate was going to come this way through my grocery order, but maybe I need to be open to chocolate coming to me in other ways.
Absolutely. Yeah. You put it out there and you just allow it to happen. However is the best way for it to happen. If you're insisting it has to happen this way, you're limiting what can be done.
Right.
And so that's where it's showing, oh, this is limited. We canceled it.
Yeah.
We have a limited
supply.
Let's
see how bad you really want that chocolate. Let's see what your manifesting skills are.
It's like, absolutely. It's like, I want chocolate. Bring me chocolate.
All right.
Who's bringing universe, me? Just bring me chocolate. You're going to have five boxes on your porch.
I hope so. I like milk chocolate and you know, not just like that low grade stuff. It's got to be, you know, at least medium high grade. Is that too much?
You like no, it just, you like it just, what I want. Any nuts in it? Anything in it? Or just ooh, chocolate?
Oh my gosh! You know what the
you got to fill in all the details.
I'm telling you. Well, I do like just chocolate. So you know, if that showed up, I'm not going to turn it away. But go to Costco and get those chocolate covered almonds. In the tub. Oh my gosh. Enough said. You want 5D? Go get chocolate covered almonds. Those are delicious.
Okay.
Okay. So All right, playfulness. I think we kind of described it in our actions, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Our energies are high. We're able to manifest. I'm surprised chocolate hasn't landed in my hand as we're speaking.
I am too. I'm allowing. I'm willing to have it happen.
Yeah.
I'm not countering that it can't happen.
And I'm still on that wanting to teleport to the grocery store, have it.
Go get your chocolate.
Get my chocolate.
Because that's another way it could be done.
Yeah, because anything is possible.
Mm-hmm.
So that could happen.
Yep.
Okay. One or six. Oh. Wow. She is on it. One. One it is. Okay. So I see they're voting chocolate in here too. This is good.
Okay. They're sending you.
I feel
you
emotionally supported through this. Yes. This is good.
Very good.
Chocolate covers a whole matter of sins.
Yeah, anything is better.
Chocolate covered sins. Is that like raisins? I don't. Those are okay. Judy sending me chocolate via comment.
There you go. There you go. I discovered.
I don't know.
Dark chocolate.
I need to be more specific because I kind of want actual real chocolate here in this physical.
See, good point. You have to be specific. Yeah,
because I did receive chocolate just now.
Yeah, and do you want virtual chocolate? You want your version, your reality of chocolate.
I want my reality. I want to be able to put that chocolate right here
and taste it and let it melt in your mouth.
Okay, one. We are going to go from this laughter and this playfulness to forgiveness. Forgiveness. That's all I wrote. You get to take it whatever direction you want. Forgiveness.
Oh, actually, it does go with the playfulness, though.
Yeah, a little bit, but a little bit more serious tone.
There again, see, it's like we have a theme going here, so it makes me think that maybe you came up with these all at one point, like maybe right after a shower or something.
Sometimes people get just a little too much information.
The shower epiphanies.
May or may not have come through the water. I'm telling you, the water was talking.
It does. That's usually where I get my best thoughts, my best ahas, or when I'm in the shower. Something about that. I think it does come from the water. It just, it's right in there and it just goes right into the brain.
Just absorbs. Why do you think my hair is so shiny?
Forgiveness. I mean, we could make this heavy, but
I know you guys can't tell, but I smell good too. Just saying.
I thought you said, but I smoke it.
Smoke. Can you tell? Okay. Now try to speak on forgiveness. See if you can get it out.
Exactly. And this is really good because if you're in this place, it's almost like you're thinking, what is there to forgive? See, it's like you can't go there. It's like everything is light. Everything is easy and it's, you know, so I think that forgiveness stuff comes when you're in these little heavier areas. You know, it's where you feel like, oh, I got to do these things. But, you know, that's where we're thinking about all these things that are not working. They're not, you know, we need to work these things out. I need to forgive you. Can you forgive me? But as soon as we got to that lighter state, it's like, what's there to forgive?
Yeah.
We're all good. We're all fine. It's okay. I'm not trying to smooth coat anything like, oh, everything is wonderful. Everything's fine. But when you get from that bigger perspective, it really is.
Yeah.
And that's what laughter, that's what playfulness does. It puts you up in this higher, lighter frequency where you can see things from a different perspective.
Do you see a bus coming? Because I'm about to throw myself in front of it again.
Okay. So, oh my gosh. It's a great big, is it a yellow one?
Can't forget me. Lamborghini bus.
Oh,
but we do a lot of projecting, so don't take things personal, and then it's easier to forgive, right? So like today I was telling you I was doing a project in the house. I was cleaning out one of the rooms. One of my kids left like a tornado.
Grumbling because you didn't have chocolate.
I didn't have my chocolate. And I did have coffee.
Okay, well, that's
so good. That saved the moment. That saved it right there. So I'm in there, and my oldest son, he was like, I'll help you tomorrow with that room. And so, you know, I'm in my mind going, oh, good. He can lift some of these heavier things, get them out of here so we can clear this stuff out. And then he stayed up all night, and then he was sleeping. So I'm the bad guy in this story, just so you know. I'm like clanking around, making my noise, turning my radio up, just kind of be obnoxious, because here he said he was going to be helping me and he's sleeping. Well, flip side of that coin, he started a new job and he's going to be working nights, and that starts tomorrow, and he was trying to put himself on that schedule. And so he stayed up all night for a reason. And when he did get up, he came right in the room and said, what did you need me to help you with? And then I realized this is the happy ending. I did realize I was projecting all of my blah made up story of why he's not helping me and blah blah blah.
Or,
now, heaven forbid, I go knock
nobody
on
helps me. No,
nope. Yeah, I'm a victim. Nobody's helping me. I got to do this all by myself. Vacuuming and scrubbing and
what do I do now?
So I project onto him. And he's just like, I just woke up and what's happening here? Mm-hmm. So I calmed down and I said, I don't have my chocolate yet. Because at this point, it didn't get delivered. And I'm sorry. I'm not mad at you. I'm actually more mad at your brother for leaving the room like this. And we have to clean this all up and da, 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 da. And then we got over it. He forgave me because he knew I was just projecting. Mm-hmm. It wasn't personal. He didn't do anything. He was helping. Mm-hmm. So he's the hero. I'm the bad guy. No judgment. It was a moment. I was having feelings. They were getting expressed towards the wrong person. Not that anybody needed it, because it was all my stuff anyway. That's it.
But it's nothing for you to be, I feel like, see, that's where it's like, sometimes we think, well, forgiveness stuff, it's like there's something there that we need to feel bad about, or somebody needs to feel bad about. And that's why the forgiveness and everything. And I need forgiveness. I need this. And it's like, that's what I think they're trying to show with the playfulness. It's not really. Remember, we're playing roles for each other to help us learn. So he played his role and you learned, and you played your role and he probably learned. And so that's what we do for each other. And that's what I mean, that different perspective, you know. And this is new, guys. I mean, this is what they're showing me now, because I would have normally come from this, oh, okay, well, we need to work here, blah, blah, blah. But they're showing me, it's like, huh, get yourself in this frequency. It's all different if you'll just be in that frequency.
Yeah. Yeah. And it is. And it shifted and we got a lot done, and the grocery showed up and then the chocolate wasn't there, but that, you already know that story. So anyway, but self-forgiveness.
You need the chocolate at that point, because.
Yeah, maybe I worked through it and I didn't need the chocolatey, caramely, delicious goodness that was supposed to be in my groceries. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. So self-forgiveness, forgiveness for the grocery store, definitely wasn't the driver's fault. He was just delivering.
Unless he took it. Let's see what's back on.
Oh, man.
I was thinking somebody took it. I was gonna blame
my. It actually showed up on my little. They sent me a little thing saying this is what we actually shipped, and it was on the out of stock.
Oh,
okay. we were gonna
then, call it. Okay, we're forgiven.
We did not get the chocolate, and then we're like, oh, they didn't send it. But yeah. The nice part is when you got somebody backing you up like that, like, my mama didn't get her chocolate. He was going to call and he was going to let him know, and yeah, didn't have to. Aww. All right. Do we?
I think I'll take six.
I can't believe we made it through all of these, and it's 5:55 over here. So everybody get ready for some change, because what are the odds that I'm looking at the clock right at 5:55? So. Getting ready for some change. Here's the last question. Do we need technology to ascend?
No.
I know, right? This twist in the question. Think about it. Do we?
No.
Does it help in any way whatsoever?
Well, I mean, you might think it does. Like maybe if you're using it for meditation or you're using it for, you know, whatever like that. But no, this is, ascension is a natural process. We're just going to do it. So, you know, you're ascending all the time. You're on the path of ascension. You don't, it's all about your frequency and about your thoughts, your words, your heart.
Attention. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So
when this one popped into my head, I was trying to find an answer for that. I was like, I don't know why that's a question. And the only thing that came to me was technology does help us in ascension in the fact that it does show us what is possible and how quickly technology can grow. We can expand like this. It will show us what is possible.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense. As an example, as a guide.
As an example.
But it's not necessary to use it. Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah.
I'll accept that answer.
Yeah. I liked it. Okay. It was good. It was good. But no bonus questions today. So do you have any for me?
I ask the audience.
Oh.
Yes. Come up with a bonus question for Tracy.
Bonus question. Come on, audience. Now we got to wait for them to receive the information.
I believe in you guys. While we're waiting for that, Tracy, how can people find you?
Oh my God, they're offering me chocolate in here. What?
How can people find you if they want to contact you?
TracyMahan.com. And
Mahan, not mayhem.
I told you. Right. There is no Y in that. TracyMahan.com and different things that I offer are going to be on there that stuff coming up that's starting to show up on my website. So go check it out, TracyMahan.com and or QHHTofficial.com for my information. QHHT.
Now you just go to find a practitioner page and put her name in, put in Tracy Mahan, or you can look in the level 3 practitioners and you'll see her pretty little face. And yes. So, and then that, well, I think that takes you to your website again there, or?
Yeah, it should. Yeah, and I think my email is on there as well.
Okay.
So before we start asking you questions about classes and different things, here is our bonus question.
Okay.
Are dreams connected to other dreams?
Other dreams that you have had, like your own dreams or other people's dreams?
Yes. Interesting, isn't it? Are dreams connected to other dreams?
That's a good question. Can you just clarify a little bit more? Quantify it.
Quantify.
Or crazy, go with the very first thing you think of.
What's the very first thing you think of when dreams are connected to other dreams? I get that could other... Oh, to other people's dreams.
Other people's dreams.
Oh.
Ooh. Yes.
See, I went down a whole different rabbit hole with that. Okay, Dimitri. I was like, ooh, yeah, like in that that movie, and I can't remember what it was called, or the actor's name now also escapes me, but where he would go into a dream and then go from that dream into another dream, and he would think he would wake up from the dream, but he was just waking up into another dream.
Inception?
Is that it? That sounds right.
With Leonardo DiCaprio?
Yes, yeah, that yeah. one. That's what that question made me think of is this a dream? I mean, really, this
Yeah, which one is real? I think he started putting things in the different ones so he'd know which one was the dream.
Yeah, the way he would spin the top or something.
Yeah, that was it.
So other people's dreams. Mm-hmm. Dreams, can people connect in their dream state?
Well, when you look at what a dream is, then I think you will answer your own question. So what is a dream?
Put it back on you, Dimitri.
Yes. Yeah. We think a dream is just a dream. It's nothing real. I mean, remember you were asking earlier what was real. And many times this, what we're living here and we think is reality, it's actually the dream to some other, you know, reality that is more real than this one, but this one feels real. And actually we're going kind of to these other realities that are just other dimensions, other realities that we have, because we are multidimensional beings. So it's just other places and other things. So if our other beings in those same places, just like there are beings around us in this realm, you know, I mean, it'd be like saying, Tracy, is my experience here with you. I have no idea what he's doing in there.
Not on the show.
My experience with here with you connected to your experience here with me?
Yes.
See, and that's all. And that's what you're looking at, that reality, at that realm, in that dream realm. So you're just another realm. And if both beings are there having an experience, then yes, they're connected.
And let's take that another step further, because this has happened with us often, where either I'll text you or you'll text me and go, okay, you popped into my mind. You're like, that's weird. I was just thinking about you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so we've done that on different levels too. Uh-oh. Is that one of those things where when it gets quiet, it's dangerous? Because
I hear chewing and I'm not sure what he's chewing.
We gotta wrap this up, folks. So Julia, how do people find classes, practitioners? What if they want to be a practitioner? Talk us through it.
Yeah, we're talking about QHHT and a practitioner for that, which is a wonderful, wonderful way to help people to find out and realize who they really are. So as they actually get to see it, they get to communicate with this higher part of themselves. And we have courses that were developed by my mother, Dolores Cannon, to help people to get to that state and get all of their answers. So if you want to learn more about yourself and have a session, you can go to the site. And like I said, you can go to find a practitioner page and look for somebody in your area. Or if you want to be a practitioner, then you can go to QHHTofficial.com. And we have, I think it just says courses maybe on the menu, and you just click on it and you'll have all the different like level ones. You know, there's a lot of different courses that we have, but you want to start with level one. We have it online. It's very easy to take. It's you'll get everything you need to be able to do this work.
Yeah.
And that's why, I mean, now Tracy and I get a multitude of our information is coming from our guide team, our, you know, it's like channeling, it's whatever. It's like, you know, we get intuition, we have these things, but I guarantee you that this was developed, these abilities, you know, we all have these abilities, and but they kind of get unearthed by doing things like having sessions or doing things that will help open up your channels to your abilities, because you're just opening to the bigger part of yourself. So what you're doing is you're bringing in more of you, who you authentically are.
Yeah.
And then I also want, if you want to look into Soul Speak and the course I have there, that's juliacannon.com, and you see all about that. And that's another course that's, again, finding out about who you really are. This guidance team that we have, it's trying to communicate all the time. And if we're not listening, then it's going to use your body. So if you got aches, pains, illnesses, anything like that, your higher self is trying to talk to you.
That's right.
So, yes. Any other questions in there we should take real quick?
When are you coming to Missouri?
What was that?
When are you coming to Missouri?
When am I coming to Missouri? Where in Missouri? Missouri's not far.
When are you going to Arkansas?
Yeah. Yeah, because it's not far. It's very close.
Well, I know that there's been a lot of things changing with, you know, we think things are kind of getting lighter, and then they kind of got a little bit stricter again. So I know that that's probably putting everything on hold as far as planning anything in a live version or traveling. So all of that pending on what happens next with.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, we can't. Yeah, it's all up in the air. We all know this. I mean, it's so hard to kind of try. And I'm saying that, they're like, but what, you're the manifester. What are you going to manifest?
The manifester.
Well, how about we all manifest?
Yeah.
Something different. If you want something different, maybe you still want some downtime. Maybe we're kind of liking this. We're using this as a handy excuse to not have to do all these things. Let's look at what it is. Why are we creating this?
Yeah, what are you getting from it? And that's positive outcome.
Because it's a handy excuse, guys. I mean, I'm like, wait a minute, but there's really something going on out there. But we're the ones that are creating it, okay? And there's a reason that we're doing it. And I mean, I'm hearing all the time, and I see it, I get it, because since I've been working at home, I'm enjoying it too. I like this ability, and more people are doing that. They're realizing they don't have to be in offices, they don't have to be in locations, they can do the work from home. But okay, then just admit it, it's okay. Yeah. You know, do you have to have some mitigating circumstance out there that's forcing you to do it in order to, you know, enjoy it? just say, this is what I want to do.
You're on high demand because now they want to know when you're coming to Texas. So you might have to do a road trip.
Where in Texas? Where in Missouri?
San Antonio, Texas. I still haven't got where in Missouri though.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Never know.
My daughter lives in a Austin. Road show. Let's just go do a road show.
Yeah.
That'd be fun. We can do this live and in person. With our teleporting.
Yeah, there we go.
Different places. I'll meet you there.
Actually, yeah, we'll be there tonight. We will see you there.
Standing hovering over your bed, just as you're going to sleep and you're in that little bit of a coma state, but not quite there yet.
No, don't worry, it's just us.
Yeah, that'll be.
Please, fear not. Fear not. It is just us.
The heavenly glow might be Julia, but I'm not sure what my body's going to show you. I don't know.
But it'll smell good.
I'm going to smell good. My hair will be shiny. We know that. But beware, there is no chocolate in the system. So, yeah, it's anybody's guess. You are now going to St. Louis, Texas, and Missouri. And I think
your audience
has made a plan for you. They've got an itinerary. They'll ship it to you. And yeah, you start booking those appointments.
Right. That's one's north and one's south. They can just meet in the middle and here in Arkansas.
Yeah. Have a party. That's good. That's a good idea.
Mm-hmm. Super. All right.
What else you got? Anything? Or is this it?
Oh, I'll think of something when we get off, but here, but I think this is good. We really don't know yet. We just aren't even in the talking phases right now about anything planning. So I think it's about us, everybody getting our stuff figured out, what it is we're wanting. When we do that, all of this stuff is going to be, it's going to be gone.
Yeah.
Unless that's what we want. See what I'm saying? It's just, we're creating this, guys. Yeah. We really are.
So we will create open doors and opportunities for travel. Live, maybe.
Travel that's, you know, because there's stuff to be said about traveling. See, I mean, you know, traveling may sound glamorous until you're doing it all the time.
So next week, folks, we're going to talk about what isn't glamorous about traveling when you're doing it all the time?
Mm-hmm. And why am I staying put? Might be nice, a nice alternative for a while.
Yeah, you are doing an extensive amount of traveling.
Yeah.
So it's good.
I'll just tell you, my body is enjoying this shift right now. So, you know, it won't be forever. I know that, but I'll probably change. If nothing else, it's telling me to change how I was doing it because it was extensive and it was too hard on the body. It was very hard on the body. But yep. See, is that my belief? We can go into another show.
My gosh, a whole nother show starting here.
I know. Yeah, I know. So how about next time?
Okay. I think we're going to write this down because I think belief systems would be a great topic for next.
I agree. Because it's so easy to go down that hole and just think, okay, this is what I'm doing, but it's beliefs. Yeah. You know, you have to catch yourself and go, wait a minute.
It really is. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. So you guys have been baited now for next week. Put it on the calendar. I think I'm going to be here. Are you going to be here?
I think so. Yeah.
We'll be around. Okay, so we're going to do a show next week on belief systems, unless we forget what we said we were going to do. But I wrote it down.
Wrote it down, so we're good. Unless the dog, unless Buddy eats it.
This one actually. This is the one that actually gets in the garbage can.
Oh, latte. Please leave this one. Please leave it alone, okay?
Get into the paper.
Yeah. But it won't be in the garbage because you won't be throwing it away.
No, I wouldn't be throwing it away. But yeah, she's the culprit. She's the thief.
The little one.
And the camera's going to steal her soul again, so it's not looking away. Okay. All right, you guys. And yes, these are conversations Julia has to listen to me have with the dogs. So, yeah.
But now I have a dog, and so...
Yeah.
She will listen to me have them. Right now it's disciplining puppy conversations. But anyway, we don't want to go into that right now. So I love you all. Thank you so much for being here.
Bye. We're going to quit talking to you about our pets. You can go home now or go now. It's bedtime. Bye.